Joining us now to talk about some things going on at the historic 4th Straight Theater is Scott McGarvey. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Hey, it's great to be here.
A lot of things going on. Looking at the schedule, looks like a busy September, October, all the way through the end of the year.
It is. And, you know, we just came out of a great event, not to plug somebody else's, but, man, we had a great time with the Wine Stroll. And while I was in the theater, just seeing all the traffic coming through, the people having such a great time, that really is what we love to see at the theater, is people in the space, and it handles a great crowd and shows itself so well. So we love having events like that in the theater and having folks there enjoying the space and bringing some life to those bones, so to speak.
Chance for the theater to not only be part of the community, a community-wide event, but also if one or two folks come in and think, you know, hey, this would be a great spot for this event I've got coming up, it works out for you as well.
You know what? That's the beauty of it. Every time we have an event like that, we have people who show up and they say, man, I remember sitting back in the balcony. I thought it was bigger. Of course, you know, they're very small when they were there watching The Lion King the first time or something like that. But coming back in and seeing the restoration and bringing back those memories, and we always have somebody say, you know what, I've got a great idea for an event I'd like to talk to you about. And we love to we love to show off the space, and we would love to have people's events, no matter what it is, whether it's corporate or family reunions, or you want to throw something on our stage, we would love to talk about putting that on there. And speaking of being on the stage, we got Blues Jam coming up. And this is going to be, we took a hiatus over the summer. And September 10th, we're bringing back the Blues Jam, get those local musicians up on stage, and get some great music going again. Second Monday of the month through the rest of the year, we'll have that $5 cover charge. Just kind of, it's a support of the space, basically, is what it is. But I can't tell you what it's like to have local musicians getting together, creating that synergy, if I can use that cliche, on stage. Guys that don't get to play together very often, or don't have never played together, looking at each other across the stage and saying, all right, what are we going to do? We're going to do this? Yeah, Kia, figure it out, and here we go. And between the locals and our house band, it's great music. It's great music. And I encourage everybody to come out, support local musicians, and hear some great music.
We've got a lot of great musicians in the community. Chances, you say, for them all to get together.
You know what? If I start naming names, I'm going to miss a dozen if I name two. But we have great musicians in this town, in surrounding areas. People from Kirksville come down. We have people come up from Columbia. We're one of the only places in the area who are doing jam nights like this, where it gives people an opportunity to get out of the garage, get out of the basement. And seriously, if you're listening today and you're like, well, I don't know, I think I'm okay, my wife says I'm good, or my son thinks I'm all right, get on stage with us. Just come out. Play one song if that's all you want. You're playing a harmonica, or you're strumming a guitar, you've got drums in your background, we'd love to have you on stage at least for a song.
All right. If they have any questions, if they may want to ask you something, what do they need to do before they show up?
You know what? If you got questions, give us a shout. 833-4408 gets you into the office. You can reach out to us at info@4thstreettheater.org. You can visit us online at 4thstreettheater.org or on Facebook. Search us on Facebook, 4th Street Theater. Remember, you're using the number 4, TH Street ST Theater. Theater with an RE, not an ER.
What are the hours of the Blues Jam?
Doors at 7. We start playing. The house band takes it and plays a set for 30, 45 minutes. And then we go until people are done.
All right. You've got classic movies, of course, a couple times a month.
Oh, you know, we've got Rear Window coming up in September. That's our first Thursday classic. That's the pre-1950s, so to speak. And then we've got this, the third Thursday, which is the more, I don't know, recent classic, maybe. And we're going to be doing E.T. in September. So bring your Reese's and come out to see E.T. Then October, we'll talk about those later. But Young Guns is coming up and The Ghost of Mr. Chicken, and it just keeps going from there. Fun times with the classic movies and free popcorn.
Movies you're not going to see in the theater anywhere else anytime soon, so it's a good chance to.
And yes, could you Netflix it? Maybe. But you won't. I can guarantee you nobody's got a screen as big as ours in their living room like us.
So a great time, and those $10 every time, and you get the free popcorn as well.
Absolutely.
Anything else going on in the theater we should let folks know about?
You know, I just want to say we love being a part of downtown Moberly, and we love being a part of what's happening in downtown Moberly. It's exciting to see the growth that's happening in our city, the restoration that's happening with downtown. And if you're downtown and you're looking for something to do, make sure you check in with 4th Street, because we want to be a part of your evening.
Once again, the website, 4thstreettheater.com. You find them on Facebook, the number 660-833-4408.
Absolutely.
Scott McGarvey, appreciate your time. Thank you for coming in.
Hey, thanks for talking about the theater.
All right, we'll be back with more Quicksland This Morning coming up next here on Information Radio Quicks.